Damien, it's a big day for New Mexico today. The state is further opening up its economy with a new public health order that takes effect today. Can you give us an update on the new order and what it entails?
Yeah, well, today marks the day that restaurants, gyms, indoor malls, salons, and massage parlors can start opening their doors. For the first time in what feels like forever, restaurants are going to be allowing sit-down dine-in service at 50% capacity. Of course, that comes with some caveats, Anthony. Tables are going to need to be spaced at least 6 feet apart. The service stations where customers might before have congregated to grab napkins and silverware or sauces, those are going to be prohibited. But looking at hair salons, I know we talked about it last week, so many people eager to get that haircut, barbershops, as well as tattoo shops and massage parlors and nail salons can open with 25% capacity by appointment only. So a lot of people looking forward to that as well.
Now, we also have hotels and gyms opening up at a certain capacity.
That's right. Gyms can operate at 50% capacity. Personal trainers will be allowed to train up to two people at a time, and pools will be allowed to be used for lap swimming, swimming lessons. Those can be offered for up to two students at a time.
So what does this new health order not include?
It does not include bars. Those are going to have to remain closed at least until the next phase. However, breweries and wineries can continue to offer takeout or curbside service if they've got a license that allows them to do that. Other retailers, previously deemed non-essential retailers, and houses of worship, those can continue to operate, but only at 25%.
Okay. Now, we also have news of movie theaters still not being able to open as well, correct?
That's right. Movie theaters, a lot of that entertainment sector, I think that's going to be a little bit slower. However, the governor did announce that drive-in movies would be allowed to operate if they meet social distancing and COVID-safe practice protocol.
Okay, this public health order is going to last 30 days, and officials have announced that it may be amended along the way. I want to move on and talk about something that the Las Cruces Sun News started to run yesterday, and that is this new series titled Rebuilding America. Can you share with the audience what exactly you have in store for readers of the Sun News?
So yesterday's edition of the newspaper, if you can get your hands on it, it's definitely worth picking up. That was our Rebuilding America issue. We included some content from the USA Today network, some nationwide, taking a nationwide look at what it's going to look like as America moves forward and attempts to reopen. But we also had our reporters contribute to that reporting and really do a deep dive at what it's going to look like for Southern New Mexico. So, for example, Justin Martinez, our sports reporter, looked at the future of sports in the region, both at the high school and college levels. Algernon DeMassa looked at education and talked to area superintendents and the NMSU president about what the future of education is going to look like. I wrote a piece about the future of banking and credit unions. We also had a reporter, Mike McDevitt, looked at the healthcare sector and the role that telehealth might play as we move forward, particularly for rural areas. But once that infrastructure's in place, you know, it really could serve smaller communities well, even beyond the pandemic. And he also looked at real estate and how homes are being sold and shown during this time when there are so many restrictions in place.
Damien, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. Be sure in the meantime to follow all of our reporting online at www.lcsun-news.com and follow my reporting on Twitter at Damian Willis.
Thanks, Damian.
Always a pleasure.